with the first team?
First of all, it feels great. I'm like official with the team. Finally feel part of the team. And as you probably know, I grew up Columbus fan my whole life. So I think that was obviously the first thing I've ever wanted to do growing up was play for the Columbus Crew. So just got the opportunity and took it.
Obviously, you've gone through the player pathway, which many believe that is probably the perfect successful player pathway in the league, going from the academy to crew two, now to the first team. What has guided you, or what has prepared you to be successful for the first team, going from the academy to crew two and so on?
Well, I think it's pretty good. It's just I got to take it step by step. I think there weren't any huge steps in between. I think crew two helped a lot, like in that I got to play in that professional environment a bit. Obviously, it's not what first team is, but it's a bit closer than what academy is, and it's just step by step, so I think that helped me a lot.
Has any of the first team players kind of given you advice on how demanding and how physical the league can be? And if so, what are you doing to prepare yourself to take on such a big challenge?
Yeah, I've been hearing it a lot from the coaches, working to get stronger. That comes in the gym and also a bit on the field, so I've been doing gain some weight.
Thanks, Taha.
Of course.
Thank you, Tyler. If anyone else has questions for Taha, if you don't mind using the raise hand function, that would be very much appreciated. There we go. Gerald, go ahead.
Taha, you mentioned that it's been a dream for you to play for, you know, Columbus growing up here in the city. What has it been like being around, like, Christian or, you know, Nagby, and what have they, you know, taught you so far?
I've learned a lot from them. I think those two are big names for me. They've been guiding me a lot. Obviously, they've accomplished a lot and been in the league for a while, so those guys are, they just know a lot more, and I've been trying to be around them as much as I can, and they've been very helpful.
And with having so many different tournaments that you guys are going to be playing in this year, what's it mean for you to take part with the first team in those tournaments?
Could you repeat that?
So with all the different tournaments, like the U.S. Open Cup and Leagues Cup and Champions Cup, what's it mean for you to being able to get out there and be in some of those big tournaments?
It means a lot. I think I'll take every opportunity I can get and play my heart out for the club and just do as much as I can.
And what have you seen as a difference from the crew two and the academy training to the first team? Is it like the speed and the endurance training or the skill set?
I'd say like the MLS is probably a lot sharper, like on the ball. The technical qualities are a lot higher, and the ball just moves a lot quicker. So I think you just have to be sharper everywhere.
And one last question for me is, if you could put a name on one player, who has sort of took you under their wing?
I'd say Darlington.
And reason for it?
He's just kind of the same position. And like I said, he's three championships, three different teams. He's probably the most successful player in the league. So I'd want to learn from him the most, I think, out of anyone.